Greetings, little cubs, and welcome to our enchanting story den. I'm Papa Bear, your host, ready to lead you into the wonderful world of stories and imagination. So find your coziest spot, settle in, and let your imagination take flight as we open the pages of today's captivating story. Are you all ready, cubs? Let's begin our storytelling adventure. Take it away, Daniel.
Hi, welcome back to Storytime with Daniel.
And since it's Black History Month, I'm reading Rain School, written and illustrated by James Rumford.
In the country of Chad, it is the first day of school. The dry dirt road is filling up with children. Big brothers and big sisters are leading the way. Will they give us a notebook? Tom says. Will they give us a pencil? Will I learn to read like you? Stop asking so many questions and keep up, say the big brothers and big sisters.
Thomas arrives at the schoolyard, but there are no classrooms. There are no desks. It doesn't matter. There was a teacher. We build our school, she says. This is the first lesson. Thomas learns to make mud bricks and dry them in the sun. He learns to build mud walls and mud desks. He gathers grass and saplings with other children, and they make a roof. Inside, it is cool. It smells of the earth. It smells of the fields ready for planting. Thomas helps bring in little wooden stools. Everyone sits down. This is the move, the moment they have all been waiting for. The teacher brings in a blackboard. On it, she writes a letter. A, says the teacher. A, says Thomas with the other children. The teacher writes the letter with big strokes in the air. Here, the students do the same. Over and over. Wonderful, says the teacher. She hands out notebooks and pencils. Page one, says the teacher. Thomas opens his notebook to the first page and holds his pencil ready and waiting. Now write the letter A. Beautiful, says the teacher as she looks at the student's work. Every day, Thomas learns something new. Every day, the teacher cheers him and the other children on. Excellent job, she says. Perfect, my learning friends. The 9 months of school, of the school year, fly by. The last day has come. The students' minds are fat with knowledge. Their notebooks are rumpled from learning. Thomas and the other children call out, "Thank you, teacher." She smiles and says, "Well done, my hardworking friends. See you next year." Thomas and the other children race home. The school is empty, and just in time, the big rain has started. The drops come down hard and fast. Strong winds tear out at the grass of roof. The rain finds its way inside. The school's mud walls are soaked and start to slump. The mud desks too. Slowly, the school disappears until there's almost nothing left. It doesn't matter. The letters have been learned and the knowledge taken away by the children. Come September, school will start over. Thomas will be a big brother then, leading the children on their first day of school. They will all stand in front of their smiling teachers, ready to build their school again. The end.
I hope you like the book. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And Daniel's out. Bye.
And that's the end of our tale, little cubs. I'm Papa Bear, and it's been a joy to share this story with you.
Podcast from Mars Productions.